Grace to you in peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I was never much fun to be around when I lost a tennis match back in high school. Fortunately, that wasn't too often, but that's another subject. I love to win, but even more so, I hate to lose. And so it didn't set well with me when I got beat. I didn't really want to talk to anyone or be around anyone. I just wanted some time by myself to decompress. And that's why I always preferred that my mom pick me up from my tennis matches rather than my dad. You see, my dad always tried to turn each loss into a life lesson. Tried to philosophize my loss and my attitude and such. But my mom never did that. She just drove me home silently, letting me work through my loss at my own pace. Now, I know that my mom wanted to talk. You know my mom, she loves to talk. I mean, she wanted to say things like, "You played great," or "You'll get them next time." But she learned that those things didn't really help me or make me feel better. But silence did. And thus, for the whole ride home, some 20 minutes or so, my mom would sit there silent because she knew that that was the best way to comfort me. I loved my dad. I went to my dad for a lot of things, but comfort was not one of those things. For comfort, I went to my mom. If I fell and hurt myself as a young boy, I went to mom. If I got a bad grade on a test, I went to mom. And if that girl that I wanted to ask out went out with my best friend instead of me, I went and talked to my mom. Somehow she just knew how to make me feel better about the situation. I'm pretty sure that probably many of you can relate to what I'm saying. Now, perhaps for some of you, your dad was more the comforter in your family. But for many of us, I think that person is oftentimes our mom. Still to this day, if I have a situation that I need a sympathetic ear, I need somebody to listen to me, I call my mom. I know that is something that I am going to greatly miss when the Lord finally calls her from this life. I'd be willing to bet that Jesus had a similar relationship with his mother, Mary, also. And though, as we know, he suffered through hell itself as he was up on the cross paying for our sins, I'd like to believe that the presence of his mom there with him, standing there at the foot of his cross, helped him to endure what he had to endure. Thus also, when the Lord said in Isaiah 66, our text this morning, that he would comfort his people as a mother comforts her child, he spoke of a comfort of which he was very familiar, and a comfort of which his readers could easily and readily relate. Isaiah the prophet wrote to the people of Judah about their impending destruction that was going to happen at the hands of the Babylonian people. But then he also spoke to them of God's subsequent salvation for them. Even though they were going to be conquered, he gave them a hope beyond their future captivity. A hope that rested in the comfort that God would give them in the same way that a mother comforts her child. And that comfort was rooted in the future salvation and restoration that God would give to his people. You know, there aren't many things that speak to the comfort that God gives us as does that of a mother comforting her child. And I suppose that's why God used this particular illustration, because it holds so much meaning for all of us. You know, you think back, isn't it amazing how with just a kiss from your mom could soothe away a scraped knee or a bloody elbow? Isn't it crazy how just a hug from your mom could help you get back to sleep after you had a bad dream? Isn't it wonderful how just the sound of your mother's voice could make you feel not quite so homesick when you were away at school or maybe in the military? That comfort and more is what God promised to his people, even though they were going to be carried off into captivity. And that's the comfort that our God and our Savior promises to us too. Notice that God did not spare the people of Judah of their hardships. He didn't promise that everything was going to be okay for them. They were still going to have to go through some very hard times. But in the midst of those hard times, he would not leave them and he would not forsake them. But rather, he would bring them comfort. The same kind of comfort that a mother gives to her child. And that same thing is true for us. You know as well as I do, we live in a fallen world. A world that is full of sin. A world that is full of heartache. A world in which Satan himself is roaming the world, roaming the earth, looking for someone to devour. The reality is that as long as we are in this world, we're going to have troubles, we're going to have heartaches, and we're going to have hardships. That's the reality of life in a fallen world. Jesus, in the scriptures, even warned us that such was going to take place. But then he also encouraged us to take heart, because he said that he had overcome the world through his suffering and his death and his resurrection. Jesus has conquered sin, death, and the power of the devil. And thus he promises to comfort us also, a comfort that is always rooted in his forgiveness and in his salvation. As a mother comforts her child, so God in Christ comforts us. And he forgives us. And he cares for us. And he guards us and he guides us. And he saves us. Regardless of what trial or test or tragedy that we have to go through, the victory will ultimately and always be ours because of Christ. And thus the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. There's not a child alive who has not endured the bumps and the bruises of childhood. I'm amazed that any of us actually ever make it out of childhood alive. But we do. And through it all, our moms are there to love the pain away, to dry our tears, to wipe our nose, to clean off the dirt. And in the midst of it, to give us a glimpse of God. For some of us, that special lady is no longer in our lives. She has passed on to the eternal peace of our Father's loving arms. But we still and always have our God. And His comfort is not only like that of our mother's comfort, but the comfort of our Father God is even better. For His comfort and His peace will last forever. And it will wipe away every tear from our eyes forever. And it will get rid of death and sorrow and pain forever. Thus, when God promises that He will comfort us as a mother comforts her child, He means it. And then some. May we each thus have the courage to face our life's trials in confidence that we will ultimately and eternally be comforted. That is God's promise for Jesus' sake. Amen.